TOMIS, your mobile travel guide. Presented by the State Capital of Potsdam. With the kind support of history. Patrician homes in Schlossstrasse 9 to 12. The street Werner Seelenbinder Strasse runs east from the Garrison Church and the portal of the Long Stables. It's parallel to Breiter Strasse and was already laid out in the 1600s. Its original name was Mammonstrasse, which was possibly a reference to the great wealth of a first lieutenant who once lived there. It takes its present name from the athlete Werner Seelenbinder, who was executed by the National Socialists in 1944 for being a communist. Further to the east, the street opens into Schlossstrasse. Here again, you're standing in front of splendid homes from the time of Frederick II. In the building on the corner, Schlossstrasse 12, the king had his architect Georg Wenceslaus von Knobelsdorff construct an elegant two-story building in the year 1751. The facade is clearly divided by two imposing portals, and above the windows you can see fine and elegant ornamentation. Trailing bands, all individually designed, hang down in the rounded arches there. On the right side of this beautiful patrician home, in Schlossstrasse 9-11, a further group of buildings was completed after 1752. Using plans by Knobelsdorff, which were utilised by Jan Baumann, there are now three elegant patrician homes here. These houses, located across from the royal stables, give the impression of a spacious city palais because of their architectural style. The elegance of the exterior is emphasised, for example, by stone vases at the corners of the building. Such decoration once adorned many houses in Potsdam, but only in rare cases did such vases and figures survive. In contrast to the effect outside, the inside of these houses contained the usual apartments, each with two rooms, accessible from a middle hallway. Thanks for listening. The State Capital of Potsdam and History wish you a pleasant stay.